The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll stick with phones, actually, because Saoirse Hanley is with me, the audience editor and columnist at The Independent. Saoirse, do you scroll when watching TV or a movie with your significant other?
I think it's important to set out our parameters first, because it depends on what we're watching.
Oh, so yes is the answer.
If it's mindless, or maybe if he chose it, perhaps. If I chose it, no, and he's wrong for doing so. If he does.
And does he scroll when watching something you choose?
He scrolls, but it's actually for, in kind of a decent enough way. He scrolls usually because he's really curious about, like I'll say, where have I seen that guy before? And I'll usually leave that thought for the most part and look a little bit, but he'll be straight on there to look at. I'll look over and he'll be like several Wikipedia pages deep on this person, and he'll end up reading something about some failed project from like 1987. I'm like, where'd you get that from? And he's like, oh, well, I was looking up the actor and then this and then this and this. And I go, well, now that's enough. You can put that down. But thank you for telling me where I know him from. So I feel like he's good for that. My housemate, however, loves to play a game on her phone when we watch telly.
What does she play?
I thought it was Sudoku, and I got her a book of Sudoku, and she was like, I've never played that before in my life.
Oh no, what's she playing?
Another numbers in box game. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be. It looks like Sudoku to me, but it's some kind of numbers box game. But normally, to be fair, that's when we're watching something, like I say, really mindless. If it's reality TV, you can be on your phone
for that.
I think
that's a crucial issue. Because
Jim Elliott is with us as well.
Hey, how you guys doing? I think that's the crucial issue. What is the TV just on because it's on for background noise, that kind of thing? Like if you're watching, I don't know, the news or something else, worthless. But if you're actually sat down to watch a program that you're maybe a couple of seasons deep in, then you got to pay attention to it. But I like how you threw in there, depending on who chose it. Because, like, look, my wife and I have gone through this at various stages in our relationship. There was a time about a decade ago when I was heavy into Twitter, back when it was fun. And she had to, like, say, look, just put that thing away. We're trying to do something here. And so I got it. But to this day, look, I'm a huge basketball fan. WNBA playoffs are going on right now. New York's my pick. NBA season's starting soon. I love watching basketball. I'll put on a game from 2 days ago, and I know who won just to watch it. If my wife wants to sit on the couch with me and scroll the phone while we're doing that, fine. I'm just delighted she's in the room with me. But if the two of us are sitting there and we're watching a movie that we agreed to watch, then absolutely don't scroll. That's ridiculous. It's as rude as if the three of us were sitting here talking and having a conversation and one of us just took out a newspaper and held it up in front of their face. Do you know what I mean? It's a socially isolating activity.
Because then you feel like you're watching by yourself, don't you?
Exactly.
You're like,
exactly.
Why would I choose this?
I'm sorry, this is tangential and I'll be given out to by the producer, but Caitlin Clark, what team did she go to and how did they do in the playoffs?
They didn't make the playoffs. She went to the Indiana Fever. They're not supposed to make the playoffs because they give the best player to the worst team in the league.
I know, but I thought she was like so amazing.
She is so amazing.
Was just going to like, you know, drag all of these also-rans
to the top of the pile. They'll get them next year. She didn't have a whole lot of help this year.
Was she as amazing in the regular season as people thought she was going to be?
Unbelievable. Okay. Unbelievable. The talent level in that league is off the charts.
Producer Claire is looking at me like, please get back on topic. Anyway, I just popped into my head as you mentioned the playoffs. So do you consciously reach for your phone? Or do you find sometimes, Jim, how did this happen?
Like
you've kind of blacked out and you've woken up with the phone in your hand.
I can't have it within arm's reach of me. If I have it in my pocket, my hand will just go to the pocket and will open an app and start scrolling. And I won't even really notice until I look down. So I got to charge it over against the wall. I got to put it over on a bookshelf. I have to get it out of my hand. And I like it. I like it when we both do that and then we're both actually present and watching the thing. It feels like we're hanging out together. If we're just both killing time and the TV happens to be on and we're waiting, you know, for 8 o'clock to hit when we're going to leave to go do something, then sure, scroll away. But scrolling is rude.
It's funny, like, because you're not going to be talking about what's happening on screen while it's happening either. So why does it matter if the person beside you is scrolling?
Why does it matter if you're at dinner with somebody and they're reading a book? Come on, we're doing this together.
No, but you're dinner is a kind of
it's an experience,
a conversational environment.
Experience. It's something that we agreed to do together. If we're not together,
but the person who's sitting beside you watching whatever it happens to be, I mean, they could just be daydreaming about something, not paying any attention to what's on screen. You wouldn't know any better, and it's the same impact as being on the phone. So who cares if they're Jim, why do you care that I'm on my phone?
I actually think your brain is more engaged if you're daydreaming, though. I'd actually prefer someone with me was doing that and not paying attention. Because, like, I think, I suppose it touches on, again, the who chose it thing. But, like, say if I suggest even, like, a film And I'm like, let's watch the movie. I want to watch it. Let's watch this. Mm-hmm. And then someone scrolling, you instantly feel like you have failed as movie chooser. You have picked the worst film in the world. They hate it. They probably hate you. And you're just going to have to just
it's a rejection of the shared activity that we've decided to do. If we all decided to go to a concert and you pulled out giant headphones and put them on and started listening to something else, why does that impact your enjoyment of the concert? What does it matter to you what I'm listening to? We're both standing here. We're both at the gig. What's the problem? You'd feel like a weirdo. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But isn't that one of the great things about modern technology is that think of all of those movies and TV shows we endured that the other person chose that were absolutely rubbish. And now I can just go on my phone and look on Instagram while it's on.
I actually enjoy being made to endure something, because if you get involved in it and you are paying attention to it, you can just sit there and slate the entire production the entire time. That's a blast. A hate watch of something?
I do like, love a hate watch. A collective hate watch is really good.
A collective hate watch is great, but it's even better when someone else really likes it. When somebody else absolutely loves the program that we're watching.
See, that's it. Be careful what you wish for, you see?
I find that so.
Seriously, you see it. You pick it. You don't let him on his phone. And then he's going to be doing this. Oh, God.
I know. That's the risk I'm willing to run here. But I will say I have a particular complex about choosing what to watch, and it could be like I could suggest a film in the cinema, I could suggest a play, it could be anything. I can actually barely concentrate if I'm with somebody else, because the whole time I'm like, they hate this so much, I have the worst taste in the whole world. And unless they come out of that cinema being like, God, that was amazing, and like giving it 5 stars and letterboxed immediately, I will feel like I'm a terrible person, and I need to work on that. I think that's my own thing.
That's my own thing.
So if I watched it with you, Jim, and you told me you hated it and you hate watched it, I'd actually have to leave the room and never come back.
I know that you weren't involved in the production that we're watching here.
Emotionally involved.
But it was her terrible choice though that means we're all watching it.
Yeah, but
no, Saoirse deserves a bit of hate.
I chose Grease 2, okay? Just let me have it. It's fine.
Boy.
I've actually never seen Grease 2.
No, me neither.
Do you find it hard, if you're watching on your own, do you find it hard not to reach for your phone at some stage?
I do, but I don't mind if I'm watching on my own and I don't care. I have such poor impulse control that I have actually set out to watch something on my own. You know, maybe it's, like I said, a playoff game, or for me, it's usually a comedy special. There's something that I've been reading about and I really want to study it. I'm curious about how this guy gets to what he's doing, and I throw it on. If I catch myself scrolling, then I'm pissed off at myself.
Me too.
I'm like, no, pay attention, man. You wanted to watch this. Or turn the TV off and have a scroll. You want to have a scroll, that's fine. That there's nothing wrong with that. It's not, you know, it's leisure activity is what we're talking about here. I'm watching TV, you're scrolling. Do you have laundry done? No, neither do I. It doesn't matter. That's fine. But try to pay attention to the thing that you're doing.
Saoirse, would you pause something so you could have a little scroll? A little Wikipedia perusal?
I've definitely been known to do it before. And I know that my boyfriend's big on, like, if I was to like ask a question, or we're big into slow horses at the minute. So if I'll like ask something, if I'm like, oh, I want to bring something up, or I mention something, oftentimes he'll pause it to be like, right, let's, because one of us is going off on a tangent, let's talk about it to go back. Because I'd probably leave it play and I'd be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but then you
and
miss
then
stuff.
I've missed it. Yeah.
Oh,
so
dude,
it's actually a very good habit of his to pause it, because otherwise I will lose bit. So I think I need to do it.
If we're getting into pet peeves here, I can't stand that when you're watching something and somebody gets up to go to the kitchen to get something real quick, I pause it every time and they go, no, don't pause it.
My wife says that. Yeah, don't pause it. No, it's fine.
I'm pausing it because I know that as soon as you get back, you're going to ask me what happened.
Or they'll lose interest when they get back because they don't know what's happened, and then they'll take out their phone.
Exactly.
And then we're back where we started.
Stay engaged.
Then we're back where we started. The scrolling will be avoided in the future, as the sleeping bags will solve it for future generations.
That's what I'm saying.
Says one of our listeners. My iPhone weekly report tells me I'm on my phone only an average of 2 hours a day. I don't like it that much, and I don't have any social media apps, but here's my favorite text. I was intently listening to this item with my wife, but once Caitlin Clark was mentioned, I took out my phone to scroll through her highlights reel. My wife is not impressed.
That's a good use of your time. She's got a hell of a highlight reel. She's shooting logo threes, man. Pull up. It's great.
I don't know what any of that means. She's very good at basketball. Jim Elliott, Saoirse Jahani, thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.